Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. The day after his team fell 20-17 to the Indianapolis Colts, head coach Gary Kubiak appeared for his customary Monday day after press conference. In his meeting with the media, things started off with questions about a running back who's not on the Texans.
Do you have any interest in Larry Johnson?
Obviously, you know, John, and I think a name like that comes on the free agent market like today. We'll, you know, obviously go back and take a look at him just like any other player. But obviously he's been a good player in this league, and I'm sure he'll get a lot of interest from a lot of people.
So does that mean you're interested?
I think that means we will take a look at him. That's what that means.
Could you go back yesterday and back the end of the first half on the play, the replay, what the rules? Have you talked to anybody at the league office about it?
You know, I haven't talked to anybody yet. We basically file our report and then we get a response back. So no, I haven't gotten anything back. The bottom line, they're saying that the ball was not touched by anybody who was out of bounds, or if it was only touched by Ryan, who was on top of another player. You know, we thought looking at it that 41's touching the ball and he's out of bounds. But so we'll hear back from him, John. I don't know. I'll let you know when I hear back.
What is the process for them upstairs? Is it anybody can tell you, let's do something, or do you have one or two guys?
Well, I want to listen to everybody. I mean, obviously you got six guys in the booth, and headset-wise, you're hooked into just certain people. But, I want them all to look. I want to hear everybody's opinion, the guys on the field, the guys in the booth. But ultimately, it's my decision, John, so I got to listen and go from there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say you guys were up to run a play, and then Matt walked off.
That was strictly me, John, because my whole mindset in that scenario right there, really what had happened over there, the topic never came up that there was a problem over there. So I was strictly trying to control the game from a standpoint of hoping not to put our defense back on the field and give Peyton the ball with too much time. I was very comfortable. I think it would have been second and two. We go to the two-minute warning. Hopefully we score on second down. If we don't, we score on third. We're taking time off the clock so we don't put our defense in a bad situation. We go in 13-10 at the half. So I'm trying to control the football game from that standpoint. Obviously, when we come back from the two-minute warning, then the discussion starts. They're looking at this play. This ball may be out. So at that point, it's too late. But it's not a discussion up until that point.
Should there have been? Should somebody have said you might run a play quick?
Well, I think hindsight, obviously it's 20-20. We'd like to have done something, but, I know that we didn't think there was an issue there. We thought he was out of bounds. We're moving forward. I think I can't speak for the Colts, but I'm not sure they knew there was an issue there neither until we got to the two-minute warning.
And, Gary, what do you do when you're running a play? Matt said something on the radio this morning. Is it like, do you tell him one word and he knows to move?
Yeah, we've got a code to go run up there and run a play like everybody else if we think we're trying to beat a call that could go in our favor. Yeah, obviously we can do that.
Were you satisfied with Triplett's explanation about what happened on that?
It doesn't matter if I'm satisfied, John. I mean, it was very lengthy. It was hard to even follow when he was talking to the crowd for me personally. And then it got even tougher when he came over and did it on the sidelines. But, hey, the call is what it is, and, we'll hear back from Mike and those guys. And ultimately, we still got our chance to win the football game. We should get it done.
Gary, are you concerned, or what can you do about? I mean, obviously, from about the second quarter on, you're right there and playing with him. But what can you do about either coming out less flat in the future, at least playing two good halves of four quarters of football?
Well, I think I told y'all last week, everybody's searching for four perfect quarters of football, and we'll keep doing that through the season. Hopefully, we find it. We were sloppy in the early going. Somebody asked me to compare it to last week. Last week we went right down the field and then turned the ball over. We were pretty explosive in our first four or five plays. This week we were very sloppy, sloppy on the first play from a quarterback standpoint, not getting our job done, sloppy on the second play from an assignment standpoint, sloppy on the fourth play, the seventh play, four out of our first seven. And, when you're playing a team like that, and you have three and outs, or was it four three and outs? I'm not sure. This team can have you down right away 21-0. So we were very fortunate. Our defense was excellent. We're still in a 13-0 football game, gave us a chance to get back in. But, I'm very concerned about how we started yesterday. I thought we lacked some focus early in the game, and we lacked some focus from some very, very important players. So we talked about it this morning in our meeting. Hopefully we get it fixed. You can't get away with that usually against anybody. You don't get away with it against the Indianapolis Colts.
You script all those. Have you thought about trying to change something the way you're doing it to get them better?
I think we obviously look at all kind of ways, John. But, we try to start game. We script. You're right. We do script plays. We're trying to get players to touch the ball, trying to get the ball in people's hands and get them going early in the football game. We've been pretty good at doing it, and obviously we weren't good at doing it yesterday.
Coach, can you talk about the setting up the field goal? You got those last yards. Were you a little concerned how close it got to the
end? Oh, you bet. Yeah. You bet. Very, very concerned. The rule of thumb is usually 17 seconds. We got away with it with 14 seconds. Very, very fortunate right there. We talked about the situation today. We got lucky, to be honest with you. We got it done that quick that we got set up.
Were those last yards more important to you, Coach, than getting Chris in the middle of the field?
No, I think just getting Chris a try. What would it have been had we not got the extra yards? I think it would have been like a 54, 55 yard or something like that. Of course, our chances should improve when we get him in that 42-yard range. But, right there, a couple things on your mind. We need a field goal to play some more football. We don't want to give Peyton Manning the ball back with anything on the clock. I mean, with what they're capable of doing. So a lot of things going on right there. And, Matt did a good job. He got us in position to get our job done. We just didn't get it done.
Where does Chris like the ball best, Coach?
I don't know. It's probably a given day, Chris is pretty good anywhere. He's been pretty dang automatic. And like I said, I know nobody feels worse than him. Believe in him. He'll come back and make big kicks for us.
Gary, can you talk about the run game and the approach you used yesterday with Moats out there and playing Slayton as well, and how you move forward with that?
I thought Ryan obviously deserved the opportunity to start after the way he played last week, and he didn't do nothing in this game to hurt himself. I thought he played hard. We didn't run the ball real well. When you look at the numbers, we did try to stay committed to us, which basically kept us on some good third down in some good third down situations in the second half. But, Steve was basically a third down guy. He did still play some in base. He did some good things. We missed a couple of big protections in the game as running backs, which hurt us very, very bad, especially at the end of the game. Both of them need to play better for us to be successful.
Gary, you were building momentum with your win streak. Did your team still make a step forward even though you didn't get the
win? Well, I don't think you step forward when you get beat, Matt. I mean, we had a lot invested in that football game. I mean, we had been working very hard, playing good football. Had a really good week last week. Had a tremendous effort by everybody, involved with the football team in that game. And, you come out, we're not at that point. We're past that point of feeling good about coming close. I mean, we went in there expecting to win, and we had our chances to win. And we're all very, very disappointed, but we know our job is to move forward, and we will, and we will.
So in that regard, is it tougher now that it's a bye week?
Yeah, you got to live with that one for 2 weeks. You like to turn around and go play again, but we need a break, too. We need some guys. We got to get some guys fresh again and healthy mentally and physically for this big push. So it will be hard to swallow here for a while, but it is what it is. We got to move on.
Gary, before the season, obviously, you thought this team was a playoff team mm-hmm. and could get there. Halfway through, a little past halfway now, has your assessment of that changed?
Well, I told the guys, I actually told them Saturday night, if we went in there and beat the Colts, does that mean we've accomplished our goal? And no, we would have been far from it. If we didn't get it done, does that mean we can't accomplish our goal? I said, no, we're going to keep working to accomplish our goal. So, we talked about that. We talked about it after the game. Obviously, the AFC to me looks very strong right now. There's a lot of teams, right there battling, and we'll have seven big, big games to play, and our goal's still within reach. I mean, if that's what you're asking, there's no doubt about that, but we'll have to play excellent football all the way through. We got to clean up turnovers as a football team to give ourselves a good chance to win. But, we got a good football team. We expect to be there every week.
At the bye week is when you do your first real mm-hmm. self-examination. What kind of stuff have you found in years past, and
What I do is that's what the coaches are doing right now. They're watching self-scout. We'll meet tonight and go back and I just want to hear from them what they're seeing from ourselves, our strengths, our weaknesses. I want to have them talk to me about players, who they think our top guys are right now and how they're playing. So the same thing we do at the end of the year, I try to do it at the bye week. So by the time I leave here tonight, I'd like to have a good idea. One of the things that helps you sometimes to see where you're making some mistakes, maybe you keep trying to do something that your players are telling you they can't do. So hopefully we come out of these next couple of days cleaning some of that up as we move forward.
You talked earlier about the offense was a little sloppy, but overall that was 13 penalties yesterday. What are your thoughts on the types of penalties? You had a bunch of offsides, the two personal fouls.
Yeah, we had penalties in all phases, you know, so I can't pin them on one phase. We had 13 penalties. Trying to overcome that many penalties and still beat this football team makes it very, very difficult. Two of the big penalties in the game to me, the pass interference on Dante, the one on Eugene. The bad thing about those two penalties, it led to 20 more snaps that the defense was on the field. So, and sometimes I don't think players realize that, but, you know, obviously we had too many. We had them again in special teams. You know, like I said, trying to overcome that many is very difficult. Now, we've been pretty good penalty-wise, but yesterday was obviously our worst day.
Obviously, this is your first game to play without Owen Daniels. How did you try to sprinkle in the different players, and how did you feel like some of those guys stepping up did?
Well, I think we spread his plays around. You know, Kevin, I thought our receivers were a big strength in the game. I thought Kevin played well. Jacoby played well. Andre had a chance to make a big play. Andre Johnson was absolute excellent yesterday. I thought we spread the ball the way that we needed to do that. Obviously, y'all saw us in some four wides and some of those type of things. Our young tight end came in and gave us six or seven snaps, but they were very positive. You know, I think we could be different week to week, you know, but we'll get James back, and I'm expecting James here over the course of the next 7 weeks to prove that he can be a big-time pro. So we'll have, numbers-wise, we'll be okay. You know, how we go about it probably has a lot to do with how much progress he makes and where we go from here.
Great job.
Larry Johnson's got issues on the field, off the field, facing a possible suspension from the commissioner. It doesn't seem like your kind of guy. Why are you interested in him knowing all that?
Well, your question was, would we take a look at him? And I said, yes, we would, because he's a free agent and he's out there.
Well, can I rephrase it? Are you interested in signing Larry Johnson?
I don't know. We have to take a look at him first and evaluate him. Larry Johnson's a good football player, and Rick's, we're going to take a hard look at him.
Okay, a non-Larry Johnson question. if you look back over these first nine games, what are you most proud of with your team?
I guess the progress of the defense, you know, I think, and I probably said that a couple times, but now, Chris, they've come a long way. I mean, the game Pollard played yesterday was exceptional. They're just getting better and better. Strength of our football team right now, the way they're playing. Very proud of how far Frank's brought them. But there's a lot of good things going on. You know, we got to find some more here down the stretch.
What are you the most frustrated about then?
Turnovers, John. I'm just, I don't have the words to describe how frustrated I am. I mean, it's hurting our football team. It's not one guy. It's not two guys. It's a little bit of everybody. And, fixing that problem, being better in that phase over the course of the next 7 weeks will have a lot to do with what we're talking about come January.
Besides Molden, did you come out of yesterday with any problems?
No, we came out pretty good, so we're okay. And Molden got a pretty good quad, so he could miss some time here. I'll let y'all know.
When you guys are going back scouting like the guys are now, what are you hoping to get out of that kind of analysis?
John, it's just opinions. You know, I mean, we go sit up there tonight and, you know, give you an example. Alex may say, you know, why do we keep work running this particular play? Or, you know, we need to get out of this protection. You know, Kyle, we can't do this anymore. This is a weakness for us. It's proven it here on film. Defensively, you know, you may look at a player who's played, Tim Bowman's played maybe 20% of the time, and you may say this guy needs to play. So what we're trying to do is just catch ourselves. So many times you get caught up in the season and going to the next week, and the next week, next week, and something doesn't hit you between the eyes like it can if you go back and watch everything today and tomorrow. So that's what we're trying to do.
Can offensive guys look at the defense and vice versa?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we meet together and talk together. Because if, many times we'll sit in a room and we'll ask our defense, hey guys, what do y'all think of this young man, you know, as a receiver or running back? You know what? How hard is this guy to block Bill and, when he's rushing the passer? So we're just trying to, check ourselves as best we can.